Hey guys, this is Alex, and we're not asking for money this week, so don't turn the podcast off. This week, we're actually doing a rerun of an old episode, our second episode, actually. The reason we're doing that is because we are working hard on coming up with great new stuff, and we needed to take a little downtime to work on it. Also, my mom's visiting from out of town, so if you guys want to tweet at TLDR, hey, what's up, Jane McGee, I'm sure she'd be really geeked to see it. Enjoy this encore presentation of our second episode, Stereotyped. And you'll be hearing a lot more from us very soon. Thanks for listening.
My name is C.D. Hermelin, but you can call me Christopher. And I am the typewriter guy. Or, no, I hate that.
Christopher Hermelin moved to New York last summer to attend the new school. With no job and not much to do, he started a project he calls the Roving Typist.
So Roving Typist is my project where I take my typewriter, which is a Royal Safari analog typewriter, out to parks, usually the High Line in Chelsea, and I write stories for people. I don't set a price, and I don't tell them anything about the story other than, like, you can either, you know, use my imagination or, you know, you can give me details and I'll work from that.
You do have your typewriter case with you right now. Could you read the sign?
Sure. The sign says, "One of a kind, completely original, stories composed while you wait, sliding scale, donate what you can." And then my Twitter account.
If this sounds sort of hipsterish, sort of obnoxious and twee, Christopher totally acknowledges it's not for everyone. And that he's a hipster.
You know, I wear outsized plastic glasses. I wear skinny jeans. You know, these are things that are attributed to hipsters now. When a band gets described as like, oh, like hipsters would like this, I definitely check it out because I might.
Christopher did his Roving Typist project for a couple of months, and he says that the reactions he got were almost uniformly positive. Kids loved it. Couples loved it. He wasn't making any money, but it pushed him to write every day. And then, one morning in August, he woke up to his cell phone buzzing with activity.
The texts were like, oh my gosh, you're on the front page of Reddit. And that is really exciting. Like, I thought, oh my gosh, like someone posted a picture of me or someone posted their story online and it got to the front page of Reddit and they like explained their story.
Reddit, of course, isn't just another website. It's massively popular. So reaching the front page means a ton of attention whether you want it or not. And there it was, a picture of Christopher and his typewriter with the sentence, "Spotted on the High Line." The comments were not encouraging.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I see an attention whore just looking for attention. As somebody who grew up using typewriters, it is not a good tool for typing anymore.
I don't know why anyone is defending this guy. It's clear he's doing it for attention.
Yeah, when I look at this guy, I see something like Kim Kardashian, except with worse fashion sense.
Hipster or not, it's f***ing dumb.
Sorry to judge, but, you know, that's obviously what's the problem here.
The picture didn't have my sign, which is taped to my typewriter case, which tells people what I'm doing. So all people saw was me holding the typewriter. The first thing that I did was just skimmed some of the comments and saw how mean and sort of nasty they were. And I just sort of stood up and looked away from my computer like, okay, like I don't need to read these, obviously. Like I know what I'm doing. I'm going to be fine. Okay, I'm going to read them all. And so I sat back down, and my hands were shaking. I was definitely really, really charged. It was a very charged moment. The first couple comments were kind of jokes, and then under that, pretty quickly, it dissolved into just, he's a hipster, and I hate him. And different versions of that, either like violent, like, I wish I could smash that typewriter over his head, to, I hope that he leaves New York immediately, get out of my city, that sort of thing.
Panicked, Christopher decided to step in.
When I read through everything, I felt like, okay, well, maybe if I just explain what I was doing, like give people the context. I took a picture of my typewriter and my shoes that I was wearing and my glasses to prove that it was me and just was like, okay, hey guys, this is me. I'm surprised how angry this thread is, but let me tell you what I'm doing. Everything changed underneath it. Like, I had a long thing of, oh, sort of like, oh, that's cool, actually. Like, I would buy a story from you if I saw you.
But the picture had taken on a life of its own. Someone added text to it, which read, "You're not a real hipster until you've taken your typewriter to the park." And then it went everywhere. Tumblr, Pinterest, 9gag. His ex-girlfriend wrote an article called "It Happened to Me. I Got Dumped by a Meme."
What really sent me reeling was the comments section on my ex-girlfriend's piece, because I went in and wrote again, and very few people replied to me, and instead it was just like, this guy's the worst, you dodged a bullet, like, I would hate to date this guy.
A year later, Christopher has learned to disengage. He doesn't look for his picture anymore, and he definitely doesn't try to change people's minds about him. Still, he believes that the problem here is that the internet essentially misunderstood him. If only they'd seen a sign. If only he could have jumped into one more comment section and explained himself better. Meanwhile, the photo still pops up from time to time.
Someone on BuzzFeed posted 35 things that'll make you rage blackout. And number 17 was just like, this effing guy. It was just the picture of me. And the comments underneath were just like, again, just like, number 17 is the worst. That guy's horrible.
Regardless of what you think of Christopher, whether you think he's a twee hipster or a creative sweetheart, the internet isn't really capable of a measured response. Once you're on the front page of the internet, it doesn't matter whether you're getting scorn or praise. You'll almost certainly get more than you deserve. For his part, Christopher's just tried to be kind of stoic about it.
You can't control it. That's what I realized, is that I wanted to control it really badly, but I couldn't. And it was really hard to let go, and I still probably haven't. It's something that I'm trying to figure out, is how I still feel about it, because great things have come from it. Like, I'm sitting in a booth with you talking about this project now just because of all these things that happened. So I think that the experience is mostly positive, with cyberbullying thrown in.
Christopher Hermelin can be found at rovingtypist.com. He wrote about living in the maelstrom for the All. TLDR is hosted and produced every week by PJ Boat and me, Alex Goldman. Our executive producer is Kat Rogers. Our engineer is Jen Munson. Our theme song is by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. Christopher Hermelin's still out in the parks of New York City once a week, and you can watch a 10-minute documentary about his Roving Typist project at rovingtypistfilm.com. If you like the show, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. You can find more TLDR at tldr.onthemedia.org. We tweet at PJ Vogt, A. Goldmund, and TLDR, and we are TLDR.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.